everyone. Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester. So if you're new here on this channel, please make sure to subscribe.
Subscribe agad. Hindi pa tayo nag-uumpisa. Okay,
natutunan ko siya sa isang workshop. So kailangan umpisa daw.
Subscribe na.
Subscribe na agad. So today, kasama pa rin natin ang inyong friendly neighborhood Tito. Walang iba kundi si Tito Paolo.
Yes. Thank you, Memory Keepers. Thank you, Lester.
At least, Paolo.
Yes. Oo.
Parang iba yung boses mo. Napansin ko lang.
Alam mo, ganyan talaga. Kasi we've been working non-stop for how many days.
Yes.
So we're a little bit under the weather. Ano ba yung under the weather, Lester?
Under ng weather.
Under ng weather. So ganyan naman tayo. Whether we're sick or we're not feeling well or we're feeling great, you'll never be 100% ready. Sabi nga nila, diba?
The grind don't stop.
Oh, ba? The grind don't stop. I like it when you give me the millennial terms kasi yung mga tito terms masyado mahaba eh. Okay. So today, we'd like to welcome the memory keepers and the future subscribers. Yung future subscribers, hindi pa rin nagsosubscribe eh. Oh, so today we have a content creator on this Spill the Beans. This is YouTube Dog. We have content creator, the woman who put the ass in Cass and a fitness vlogger. Today we have Cassie O'Malley.
Hey everybody, I'm Cassie O'Malley and I put the ass in Cass. I'm a fitness vlogger and health and sports ambassador. That's what I do. I share a lot of my content on my YouTube channel, Cassie O'Malley, and I'm a Instagram fitness influencer. So that's how sponsors like Adidas discovered me. So I'm an Adidas girl. I'm one of their influencers as well.
Wow.
And also Miss Gold's Gym 2015, first
wow.
ever. Yeah, and a bunch of other stuff. I used to be a courtside reporter as I was sharing a while ago with Paolo. That's how I started in the gift of a gab game.
Wow. Hindi ka naman accomplished, ha? Talagang ang dami.
Grabe. Life short.
Life is short. So accomplished. Oh, hindi naman to overachiever, Lester, no? Parang hindi naman siya nakaka-intimidate at makapag-jacket na nga. Nahihiya naman ako. At she is so fit. And you were saying, Cassie, that you were also Gold's Gym 2015?
Yes, Miss Gold's Gym. So back in 2015, they created the first ever BodyCon. So it's like the body convention.
Yeah, yep.
So it's like a celebration of fitness. And people come up to me and they think that I'm a bodybuilder, but truthfully, I'm not. I'm straight up a team sports athlete.
I know, field sports nga, sabi mo,
no? Mostly
no?
Field sports is like my forte because I have football cleats and I started football cleats with Ultimate Frisbee. And I'm like, okay, I already have the gear for it. So I just started joining every other field sport out there. So then rugby, soccer.
Wow.
And then American football, flag football. So I joined all those.
Oh. And hindi ka naman nako-confuse sa rules, ha? Baka mamaya nagtatackle ka na sa football.
I know, right?
You don't get confused with that.
People would think about that.
Yeah.
Like, how can you go from playing Ultimate Frisbee, which is generally considered a non-contact sport?
Yes.
And as much as possible, you want to avoid contact?
Yes.
I would play that on a Sunday, but before that I would play in a rugby tournament, which was Saturday, and we would just be smashing and tackling people and like just pinning them to the ground, going for the ball, snatching it from them.
Tapos
ikaw rin, you get tackled and smashed as well. So it's just a switch of your mindset from going from full contact and like really like smashing people to iwasan natin sila, hindi pwedeng matamaan when it comes to playing frisbee.
Parang one profession to another, no? You wear many hats.
Exactly.
Before you turned into one lean mean fitness machine. How were you as a child? Were you always active?
Oh my gosh, yes, I've always been active, but I've never been this fit and lean. I was like a chubby kid.
Wow.
Yeah, which people, they get shocked when they meet me for the first time. They're like, Cassie, really? I don't believe you. You, fat kid? I was like, yeah, fat kid.
Usually, so, that's how it starts, eh. Diba? Because you were a little overweight when you were young. Ako naman, when I was young, I was super skinny. So
it flipped.
Yeah, no, and I wanted to gain weight because there was always, in my school, there was always a fight that's happening. And the skinny ones get picked on a lot. Yeah. So I think at the early age, I tried to get into the gym. But okay. Enough of that, because this is not about me. So as you were saying, you used to be a bit overweight when you were young.
Yeah, you know, baby fat and everything and just chubby. So...
So when did it start? You na talaga naging not trend but more of a routine. It was already regimented that you're really working out. When did that whole streak start?
Like my fitness era start.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been into sports and like really athletic ever since I was a kid. So I was born in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And typical, like when you want to get into sports, it's like you get into baseball.
Yeah.
So my very first sport was baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the motor skills of running and everything and eye-hand coordination, catching the ball, throwing the ball. And... then we moved to the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we didn't really have baseball here.
In the provinces, though, madami.
Oh, madami dun because there's fields. Like fields in Metro Manila are so like scarce. Like, agawan talaga sa fields. Yeah. As in, grab it. Especially now that I still play field sports and and you know it's hard to get a schedule.
Yeah.
I came here and then usually the only sport that women play or girls play is. Volleyball.
I was going to say badminton, but volleyball. Okay.
I also know how to play badminton.
Yeah.
But got into volleyball like a natural athlete, so it was easy for me to pick up the sport right away.
Okay.
And was on the varsity team ng grade school palang.
Mm-hmm.
High school, also varsity, really got into it. So that time was when like Leila Barros was really popular.
Wow. Wow.
Akala sana hindi na halata masyado yung age ko. But around that time.
Alright.
So yeah,
right.
Leila Barros was like, I got you super on that into one. It. And okay. I was like all out Brazil.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I remember.
And yeah, she was awesome. Uh-oh. So she's like this awesome female athlete that finally you get to see female athletes on TV.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up, like Chicago... I was there during like the three-peats and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was all out Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman. And we would cheer for them because that was your home team, because that was your hometown.
Yeah.
Right? And like, he's considered like the GOAT.
Yep.
So to be there, you know, during that era was like amazing. So I always brought that along with me coming here to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And with Filipinos being so basketball crazy as well. Like
especially the 90s.
Oh, sobra, diba?
Yeah.
So I still played basketball with my brother and my dad, backyard and stuff. So I would know how to shoot hoops. But even though I wanted to play basketball, we didn't have a women's, a girls team.
Yes.
Because it was always like, girls play volleyball, guys play basketball.
Especially so at that time.
Yeah, so there's still that sort of like separation that if a girl were to be an athlete, you need to play the girly sports.
Yes, yes.
But me, I wanted to just play everything. So that's why I play so many sports now, because I didn't exactly get to do it when I was a kid.
When you were younger.
Yeah. And then, so varsity din ako nung high school was like team captain when I was like my senior year. So I kept fit generally, but I was still like chubby.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know then that you really needed to
run.
Get into your, your nutrition.
Oh,
which I only found out recently.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. There was a time of my life where I wasn't fit, which was my entire college life.
Okay. When you say, can you define that for me when you say you're unfit? Because unfit for you could be fit for some people.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. Like having no physical activity whatsoever.
Okay.
Like I wasn't playing sport anymore, wasn't going to the gym because at that age, you're like, oh, you're okay. You're just studying, eating, and doing whatever.
And that's the right time to do
stuff.
It.
Yeah,
youth will get you back. You know, you eat a cheeseburger, you're good next day. Cheeseburger at this age goes down differently.
And then like your metabolism is still really fast, even if your diet isn't good. So usually kids that age or us that age, we could get away with those things.
Yeah.
But then when you start playing sport again or you start seeing the pounds gaining and you're having a hard time keeping it off, then you know that you have to change something in your routine, right?
That's true.
So after college, like I was a courtside reporter, so instead of me being an athlete, I was the one mm-mm. reporting for them and being inside the huddle, and it's really sweaty, yeah, but you have yeah. to get the yeah. the reports and whatever coach says and, yeah. and write your spiels. Yeah. So some people used to think that, oh, you have a writer. Like, no, yeah. courtside reporters, we made our own content from whatever the coach said and whatever what was happening.
I just have a quick anecdote. Because how is it interviewing athletes? Because for me, I watch some of them, and it seems like it's a remix of the same answer every single time. Because you ask them, so what's your plan to win? How yeah. do you yeah. guys plan to neutralize the 12 point lead? Uh-oh. And it's always but how I don't want to bash on, because it's hard to answer if you've been running for 40 minutes, if you've been focusing on the game. It's like exercising for 2 hours, and then someone comes in and would ask you, right? So how is it, what's your game plan? But how is it on ground zero? How is it to really interview yeah. the athletes?
Straight up on the court. It's difficult when they're the shy type, first yeah. and foremost. Like, personalities, even if they're not an athlete, when you, of course, you know
that's
this.
True.
When you talk to people or interview people who...
Yes.
just aren't used to being in front of the camera, but yep. their talent is their yeah. actual sport. Mm-mm. And then they freeze up as well.
Yeah.
So, tao lang din sila. So, it's your job as the interviewer to sort of warm them up into the questions. And you really don't want to ask them complicated questions.
That's true.
You know, like, oh, the play or something. It's more of like easing them into... more like, oh, how did you adjust? Yeah. Something very general.
Yeah. To the point that means that parang leading question, just to yeah. get them into it. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. So you sort of state something that happened in the game for them okay. to sort of recall it.
Okay.
And then give them like another question on top of it. But the leading thing that you just mentioned is, yeah. is the thing that helps the most.
Okay. So going back now, when you were saying that you were in college yeah. and then you were
and
living
unfit.
And how did you get back into it?
Oh, my brother, after college, after I graduated, he started playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Okay.
With his team. And then the beauty about Ultimate Frisbee is that it's like a co-ed sport.
Yeah.
So girls and guys play on the same team.
Okay.
Against another team that's another mixed, mm-hmm. you know, gender team. So it's easy to recruit. It's not like if you have a basketball team, like, hey, you want to play? It's like, no, those just the guys play in the courtyard or dun sa barangay or sa village nila. It's like, how are you going to get the girl into playing as well? So that's why Frisbee like exponentially grew, because of the fact that it was a co-ed sport, that the guys and girls could play in harmony together because of the fact that it's a non-contact sport.
Is it really a non-contact sport? Sometimes I see some of the kids practicing and it becomes a little bit of a contact sport.
And then someone will fall.
Yeah.
But on Google,
yeah,
it's Google it, it says it's a non-contact sport.
Okay.
But of course, because of the fact that everyone's running around
mm-mm.
and you have people bidding for the disc,
mm-mm.
there is contact.
Mm-mm.
But as much as possible, you want to prevent having contact.
Sorry for interjecting. What are the rules? Is it like American football? There's first down, second down? I've never played.
It's a mix of like basketball, because there's a pivot. Once mm-hmm. you stop, like you can't travel, something like that. And a mix of like American football, where you have to get to the other end of, of the field
there's
to score in the end zone.
Do you have a video for...
I do.
Okay. Let's look at
it. There's like a... where we had the champion game, it should be somewhere there.
Okay,
like
medyo artistic champions. Kasi ang mga memory keepers eh. Medyo hindi ganun karami ang aming mga athletic subscribers.
My playlist, I believe it should be up there.
Sports playlist. All right, let's look at that. Let's look
there
at the
be like,
because I'm not familiar with Ultimate Frisbee, but I do see a lot when there was a lot of vacant lots here in BGC. There were still a lot of people coming.
Yes.
And when I would walk,
see that.
I would walk my dogs. I'd see them.
And now pinagbabawal sila.
Well, wala na kasi. Ubus na yung mga vacant lots. It's all buildings.
They're all condos.
Yeah.
Money-making machines.
Yeah. I like your intro, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Memory
Very
keepers.
Descriptive.
Yeah. This is the intro of Cassie. Yeah. Thank you for the audio. Yeah. Casperation.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, I'm Cassie Molly, and I put the ass in Cassie.
There, usually it's at Elabunk Country Club. Because the fields there are like gigantic. So we have like big international tournaments there.
Wow. I haven't been there in years.
Yeah. And basically it's really big because that's where, you know,
yeah,
the Ayalas have their polo tournaments.
Oh nga, I remember. There's polo tournaments nga pala dito. So, yeah, there you go.
So you just basically toss a plate to your teammate in the end zone.
All right, but there are rules, there, as you were saying.
There you go. So when you catch it in the end zone, that's a score. Because you can't run while holding the disc.
But you can pass it. You just keep passing it, right? So is there a big ultimate frisbee community here in...
Yeah, it's huge. There's like... over 50, 60 teams in Metro Manila alone.
Wow.
Just Metro Manila.
And where do you guys play?
We usually play it in that field. That
just
Yen
in Alabang.
Alabang Country Club. Sometimes if there's small tournaments, then they'll have it at
schools.
Maybe Circuit Makati. We used to have some
Circuit
at...
Circuit Makati,
We used to have tournaments before in Ateneo or UP.
Uh-oh.
But they stopped having tournaments in UP Diliman because the field there is like literally...
sunken is it talaga. for the titos of Manila who's already age 40 and up, is it still possible to take up the sport?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, because just as long as you're fit enough to run.
Okay.
Because it is a very cardio demanding sport. And in terms of the skills of teaching you how to, how to toss the disc.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's always going to be able to teach you that.
Okay.
But that's very technical. I mean, usually people grow up doing ball sports and ball handling stuff.
Yeah.
The disc acts so much different than the balls that you play with.
It flies.
the disc and the balls.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we were just talking about Cassie's. One of the sports that she plays, and it's ultimate frisbee.
Super fun. And how other people who want to join can also play, even though titos and the titas of Manila.
Titos and titas, no? Take time off your busy schedule.
Yeah.
Leave the kids at home with no one there. It's okay.
We have so many that have began playing when the sport started here in the Philippines, like in the early 2000s. And they still play up until now. And their kids are like...
grown up.
Yeah, teenagers na. Or they're like 10 years old. And they still play.
That's
and their
cool.
kids, you could see them
starting
playing on
play.
The... Yeah, starting to play, like throwing the disc around. So they're the future because their parents play.
Getting.
Yeah.
Getting. So this is one of the... So you were saying you play ultimate frisbee, you also play soccer, you play rugby. Any chance you know Amy Berezowski? Amy.
What sport does she play?
She's a professional boxer, but she's now playing in the rugby team.
Oh, okay. So, that's cool. That's perfect because she's already used to playing in a contact sport.
Yeah.
Like, you know, getting smashed in the face. So, baliwala sa kanya maglaro ng rugby.
Yeah.
And I've recruited a teammate that did boxing, amateur boxing. And I was like, you know what? Come with me. You could totally play rugby. She probably does. But I actually retired from full contact sports about maybe 2 years ago.
So this is Amy. She was one of our first guests.
Oh, okay.
She's a professional boxer here in... She used to be a professional boxer in...
Oh, I saw her two Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
Because I attended the...
Spartan race?
The Rugby Sevens finals, which was in... it's formerly known as Nomads.
Okay.
Now it's like Club United or something.
Yeah.
And because I've been gone from... the Philippine volcanoes for a long time. Like, I don't know the people that have just gotten into the sport. And it's funny, my former captain, who I saw again there, she goes, I bet you there are people who don't know you as well. But my reputation preceded me because someone who was there goes, wow, you're Cassie. I heard you broke someone's ribs before. And I was like,
yeah.
I don't think so.
So it gets that rough. It gets
that
really
rough.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, even before, I was considered hindi sa nagbubuhat ng sariling bangko, but I used to be considered like the like one of the best tacklers on the team.
So there are different positions.
Yes.
Okay, so you're what do you call it? The parang defensive line, what do you call it?
The thing with rugby is that it's like basketball, you play offense and defense, it transitions.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's not like American football where you have the defensive team and the offense. Offensive team, yeah. And one or the other is not going to play that position.
Okay.
So that's why that's the beauty of it all is that you also need to learn how to actually throw the ball in rugby. Unlike in American football, you don't need to.
Yeah. And it's a big ball in rugby.
Yeah, it's bigger. So that's why it's really recommended you use two hands when you're throwing. And the throw isn't like this, like American football is like that.
Yeah.
Rugby, you throw like from the side. So you spin it sideways.
Gotcha.
And the only way you can throw is backwards.
Okay.
So it's a bit like it's unorthodox when you come from like American sports and you get into rugby.
Mm-hmm.
It totally goes against the grain of your subconscious and thinking that, I have to get to the end zone as soon as possible.
And
you end up running in front of the person with the ball and you're offside. and then you're like, what's offside? and then you have to be. So then you start conditioning yourself to be behind the ball.
Yes.
Yeah. And then catching from in the back and also throwing backwards.
Okay.
The only way to get the ball forward in rugby is to actually run it forward or you kick it forward.
You kick it forward.
Yeah. Because if you throw the ball forward, that's a turnover. It'll be called,
oh, it's so confusing.
The match official will call it as forward pass.
So if you can run forward and then throw it back.
Yeah. Isn't that so odd when you think about it?
It is odd.
Yeah.
So Cassie, all right, now we do have an idea on most of the sports that you do play and on how active you are. Mm-hmm. But since our subscribers, they're not all of them are into the athletic lifestyle, how would you suggest someone to start if they've never really been acquainted with it? If when they were young, it wasn't something that they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
How does one start when it's already in their late 20s or mid 20s? Hindi na makita pinaparinggan, Lester.
Everyone needs fitness.
Yes, everyone. That's
and it doesn't have to be sport all the time. It could be like whatever fitness is of your interest.
Yes.
I mean, that's why a lot of people nowadays, they do CrossFit.
Yes.
Or they join those Spartan races.
Yes.
So for them, that's like exciting for them.
Okay.
For me, you know, to each his own in terms of fitness, because CrossFit isn't what gels with me. Like I can do it and I could like squat and I can do like kettlebell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like my primary or go-to workout that I would do.
So,
like, first and foremost, if there's a sport that day that could be my fitness, that is my priority. Because it's fun. For me, I always recommend to people because I get these questions all the time on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get comments and DMs and private messages on my Facebook fan page as well. People asking, like, so, you know, how do I keep fit and blah, blah, blah. Or I'll get questions of, like, so Cassie, oh my gosh, like, you're the first girl I've ever met that has abs. Like, so how do you get abs?
Yeah.
They're like that. And they go, what workouts do you do? And I go, it's lemon water.
Yeah.
Like, no, what workouts do you do to get abs? I go, it's not the workout. It's your diet. It's lemon water. It'd be like that. So, and then in terms of fitness, because abs are made in the kitchen, 80% it's made in the kitchen, what you eat, 20% it's sculpted in the gym. So I share with them in terms of sculpting your abs or getting fitter and shedding the pounds even more, find whatever fun fitness activity is what you like to do. Because you know how people, they super dread going to the gym? We've all heard of those, right? And the reason why they dread going to it is because they don't like it.
Yes.
So that's why the vlog channel that I have, which is the Cassie O'Malley Caspiration vlog channel, my health and fitness and my sports vlogs, I like to show to people that you can try all these various types of workouts that come out, or fitness or sports, because all of those are considered a workout.
Yeah.
Exercise. It keeps you fit, keeps your heart pumping,
yeah.
you know, keeps you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
just try anything. Just like Gary Vaynerchuk says with life in general. You have to try. You have to have a little taste of something to figure out what you actually like just and like, what you're passionate about.
Just like going to a restaurant, if you only order one thing on the menu, which I'm guilty of, you know, I'm a creature of habit.
Fried chicken.
Yeah. But all right, sige, let's test that little theory because I've been trying to get Lester to really be more physically active.
Si Lester talaga.
Oh, yan ang target ko eh. Kaya kita in-invite. And I'm kidding.
I'm here to inspire.
Yes.
#Caspiration.
Not just Lester, because I also do have some people who used to work for us and who are younger. I noticed that this generation is not as active because there's so many distractions for them and there are so many things that are more interesting now. Back in the day kasi wala pa nang on our end wala pa masyadong internet, so go out and play. Ngayon there's a lot of distraction pa. So how does Lester, I'll drag you into this. How do we get Lester to start? So Cassie was saying you have to find something that you find interesting. Mm-hmm. Diba? Na brisk walking siguro pwede natin.
Lakad-lakad. Dito lang sa fort lang.
Yeah. Oh, pero Sri, for you, what's one thing that's kind of getting you interested into starting some physical activity? Oh, kailangan kasi because no one is except from the healthiest, fittest person to the person who is least healthy. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to move their body.
Even someone with a desk job needs to work out at least an hour a day.
And do it while you have time, while you're still functional before you get sick. Diba?
Before something aches.
Something aches.
Yeah. And you get a disease because you have blockages of energy.
I like that. Pero just ibang topic na rin yun. Just for the memory keepers and the future subscribers, once you get to the 40-year-old mark, things start to change, and things that didn't used to ache start to ache without you even doing anything. So it's best that it's like savings in the bank.
Yeah.
You know, you start now when you can. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm not sure if that was your post or you said something that just start. You have to start.
Yeah.
No. And find something.
You have to taste everything.
Yes. Oh,
try
sige.
Things.
So Lester, hihingan kita ng commitment ngayon. Ano ba yung interested ka? Okay. Ano ba yung interested ka na any sport? What are the sports that I'd like to ask you for someone who hasn't really done a lot of, and I'm not just pertaining to Lester, for someone who hasn't done any physical activity in the past 5 years, of course it's intimidating just to buy sneakers, buy, because you're investing already.
Yes.
Right? By I don't know what you buy now kasi jogging pants lang binibili ko. So
The basics lang,
right? So what is one friendly activity that someone can do? Someone who hasn't been active in such a long time.
Yeah, the easiest really is, and sobrang nauuso ngayon, of course, running or jogging or like you said, brisk walking. I mean, that's not laughable. That's really a thing.
Yeah. Especially in Green Hills.
Yeah. Mm. And there's so many running groups nowadays that if you do want more coaching or someone to run along with you and help you, yes, these pros and these coaches may be intimidating.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter is they're really there and to help you. And they're very, very helpful in teaching you, especially if they know that you're a newbie. There's actually, which I like to share in my vlogs, is to inspire people about this and share with them on the content that I create that there are these venues and there are these groups out there that will help you get into fitness, just like the Adidas Runners.
Yeah.
Here in BGC, they meet up, I believe, every Monday and Wednesday. And they have like a 1 hour run or a... They have different runs. Like you could join a pacer that's going to do like a 5 kilometer or another pacer that's going to do a 10 kilometer. Or if you're just starting, like a 3 kilometer one.
When you say a pacer, that's someone who leads the group.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they also like pace the speed of the run.
Mm.
So you know, if you're someone that's just starting into fitness,
yeah,
and you're gonna be joining them, you don't want to join like the super fast, super pro that's like running at how many minutes
per kilometer.
You don't want
to join the cheetahs.
yeah. So like, yeah, see, Lester can totally join that, and that's free. So that's what I love to share, like on my Instagram stories, and my vlogs.
Mm-mm.
To people that there's a lot of free fun fitness out there. Hashtag free fun fitness.
Yeah. So just the sneakers that you spend on.
Yeah, that's your investment. And those sneakers that you use, you can even use it for your everyday casual wear. So, diba?
Do you do it? Do you run? With the Adidas group?
I run with them like when there's an event and they invite me. It's just that ang layo kasi nung BGC sa bahay ko to join them every... like Monday and Wednesday. And Monday, I have to tell you that it is my day when I do Pop Hits dance class in Gold's Gym in Katipunan. And my favorite instructor, dance instructor there, he teaches there every Monday afternoon.
Okay.
So that's my thing. Like if I'm gonna do a workout on Monday, it's totally gonna be with like Lloyd Zaragoza's class for like Pop Hits, and then the second class right after that is Mixed Fit.
So you're there on Mondays.
Yeah, I'm there Mondays.
Okay. So I'll just invite Lester. If ever you're going to run with that group here in Adidas.
Yeah, I can join you guys.
We'll join you.
On a Wednesday or something.
We'll join you and you just watch us sit down every every 2 minutes.
You can be the water boys. Yeah. Like, handing out water
support
to people.
That's a good content actually, Lester. Yeah. Oo. Na magamit na GoPro na kinuha mo. So we can run actually. That's going to be great content. That's going to be a good collaboration.
Totally. And after this, I could send you guys the link to the group.
Yeah.
And also like the point person for the running captain. Yeah. And you could totally join that. Like even tonight. I think today's.
No, but we'd like to. I don't think Lester will do it tonight.
But wala pa siya yung shoes. He needs to get the shoes first.
Daming rubber shoes niya.
Yeah. Oh, yun naman pala. Dami mong rubber shoes. Pinapamporma mo lang. Kailangan siyang gamitin for a higher purpose.
That's true. So at least when Cassie decides that she's going to run, we'll join her. Well, sasamahan na kita. I hate running more than anything. But sasamahan na kita. And we'll vlog it. You can invite Rhea and then we can vlog and run together.
Yeah, let's use our like Osmo or Gimbal.
Yeah, that'll be very good. So Cassie, all right. So the fitness is there. We've had a little background on all the sports that you did, on how you started becoming an advocate or a fitness enthusiast. What made you decide now that you'd be a content creator? What made you decide now? Okay, it's time that I upload. Because I'm not sure. I just checked. I'm not sure if there's some discrepancy on the numbers, but I did check your channel, and then it was created in 2006.
Yeah, dude, 2006.
2000, and I take it that it was dormant for some time.
It was dormant. So like YouTube came out around that time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
About 2006, 2007, where people were really starting to upload things. And before, I only used to watch or use YouTube to watch music videos over and over and over again. Like
same here.
Like Beyonce's Irreplaceable. Back then in college, I was like, ulit. Like that's it. I just wanted to watch that, just like I used to do when I watched MTV and Channel V.
Oh, well, Channel V. Is Channel V still around?
I don't think so. Also, no one really watches TV anymore. They watch this content.
Yeah. I actually don't have TV.
Yeah. Because you can finally choose what you want to watch. What interests you the most.
That's true.
So, like, I've always wanted to be in front of the camera ever since I was a kid. It's just that, I guess when I was a kid, syempre nahihiya ka na parang, ay, gusto ko maging artista or host or something. Yeah. Until it came to the point where I was old enough to actually apply myself and I could do that. So that's how like I became a courtside reporter because like I sent in my resume for that. And it was funny because I've always been an introvert. Like people don't believe me now meeting me, but...
Di halata.
Yeah. So I was born an introvert, still am, but now I'm an ambivert because I've trained myself.
What's an ambivert?
An ambivert.
Yeah, what is this? Parang a frog ba to?
Amphibious.
Na extrovert. Ano yung ambivert?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. So you're an introvert and an extrovert, but you can switch to one or the other given what you need at that given moment in time, that present being. So I'm an introvert by nature, but when I need to, just like we're doing right now, and when I do my events hosting or when I'm in front of the camera, then my extrovert qualities that I've needed to develop, they come out. So this was trained.
Okay.
So naturally, I'm an introvert.
Okay.
And I'm very like, I'm a deep thinker, very analytical. And I like think of all these ideas and creative stuff. Like Lester and I were talking a while ago, like, you know, when it comes to thinking of content, I would go, that's my gift. Actually, the post-production is where I need help. So all that's right. Where the execution is where I need like people to help me with that, because it takes me like 16 hours to edit my vlog.
16 hours.
Yeah,
parang export
like that.
Time lang naman namin.
Oh my gosh, way back then when I first started my YouTube channel in 2006 and 7, that's how long it took to export on the desktop.
To export.
Using Windows Movie Maker. My very first upload there was a travel. Yeah, travel vlog. My gosh, if I continued that, I'd be super big right now. Like like Nigga Higa.
You know what? We were thinking about that. But honestly, even if we've had a few guests who started early, kahit mga late 90s, It still wouldn't be the right time.
That's it. It's all about timing.
Yeah. So, okay. So, more than anything, as a content creator, you started mainstream. You started out as a courtside reporter first. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, traditional
media.
Modes of media is really where I learned like my chops and got my chops. Because during that time, YouTube wasn't a thing yet or a career. It was just like, oh, this is a hobby.
Yeah.
My vacation video or whatever I want to do, I'll just upload it here. So my relatives in the States can see it. Mm-hmm. And my little sister then, like, she was 5, so everyone wanted to see her videos of her like singing Reflection and Part of Your World and stuff like that. So, like, that was there. And also my dad said, oh, YouTube, that makes perfect sense because it's your channel. That means you could upload whatever you want. So that gave me the idea then. Mm-mm. I was like, hey, I'll make this my travel channel, because I've always wanted my own travel channel, because I grew up watching Travel Channel, Discovery Channel, National Geographic, Popular Mechanics for Kids and stuff like that. I don't know if you can relate, diba?
Yeah.
I love those. Beekman's World.
Wow.
And the Food Network. Wow. So I watched those. Like, I was really into like informative content.
Wow.
That was inspirational. So I was like, I want to be those people. Like, I've always wanted to be that. So when YouTube came out, I was like, oh, finally I can.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was already a courtside reporter then. But when you're in traditional mode of media, you can't call the shots.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, you can't create your content, and you have to listen to whatever the
floor director.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the executive producer wants it to be like.
Yes.
You can't put your own spin on things. You can't put your own flavor, your characteristics or your personality to come out.
Yes, because there are sponsors.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, started uploading on YouTube, taught myself how to edit on Windows Movie Maker myself. And I was super proud of my first ever video that was like 2007. I like made 100 Islands. Bisita kami doon, vacation there.
Is it on Caspiration?
It's there, but during that time, they didn't have music where the copyright thing and whatever. Yeah. So they took down the music.
They took down the music. But
you could see it. It's there. It's just that wala na siyang music because I put
para hindi ka ma-copyright strike.
Yeah.
Pero Cassie, I just want to get the chronological order. So, at first you were a courtside reporter and you weren't doing YouTube yet.
No.
Not yet. No. And then after being a courtside reporter, was it the TFC Connect? Or when did you...
There's a lot of stuff in between. I've been like, I've been grinding. Hey, there it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that, can you imagine? June 2, 2007. Wow. If I had, and I had a backlog. Like my sister's just about to graduate from high school right now. That's how tiny she was then.
Wala pang iPhone yan.
Yeah, that's it. I was using, look, it's not even HD yet, diba?
Yes.
It was still square. I used yung maliit na like Sony digital camera na pinadala na galing na States.
Hindi ko na inabot to. iPhone 5 na kasi ako nung... I'm kidding. Inabot.
Yeah. And look, I already had an idea of what it sort of would look like a TV travel show thing. And and I had, when I was in post-editing, I would do the voiceovers as well on the same digital camera.
Galing. You already had the vision at that time. Yeah, the vision. Okay, so as you were saying, you were a courtside reporter and then a few jobs. Also, when you say those, you did a lot in between. Are those also media jobs?
Events hosting was really like my bread and butter and everything. Like, because they'll always get you. They're like, oh, you did TV? Events host. So that was a lot of it. And other TV work, co-hosting for a sports show on ANC. I did that with like Bill Velasco. And that's how, that's the whole reason why I came across rugby.
Okay.
Was because we were featuring rugby. There you go, rugby.
Oh.
Yeah, I was featured on Men's Health. That was cool. When I was still playing rugby.
Okay.
So I featured them as in a segment that I was co-hosting on. Mm-hmm. And during that time, back in 2010, we didn't have a Filipina women's rugby team yet, national team.
Okay.
And there weren't even women that were really like playing tackle rugby yet. It was only touch rugby, like the milder version.
All right.
So when I was interviewing the coach, who was Australian, the Philippine coach was Australian, he was saying like, oh, this year we're going to have the first ever women's rugby team. So we're going to have tryouts for that and blah, blah, blah. And my executive producer at the time, Bill Velasco, he goes, you know, when we had our meeting, he goes, oh, Cassie, why don't you join?
Mm-mm.
I go, I have no idea how to play rugby. Like, I just play Ultimate Frisbee right now. So at the time, that's what got me back into fitness and sports, was playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Mm-mm.
Then he goes, they'll teach you. They have Rugby 101 every Monday at Ultra. Phil Sports.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ako, sobrang bibo. Happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
I'm like, YOLO, let's do it.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I mean, that's what I like sharing to people. Just try it.
All right.
And look, I tried it.
Mm-mm.
The very first training session, I smashed into another girl in a drill. This was just a drill of just throwing.
Yeah.
Busted my lip open. It was bleeding and I could taste the iron.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. I never missed a training after that. I was hooked. I was like, this is for me.
All right.
And made the national team after less than a year of training with the team.
Okay.
And was part of the first ever Philippine team that went to the Hong Kong Sevens. So we represented like the girls like to pride ourselves in being like, we even beat the boys at going to Hong Kong Sevens. So
So it was the women that qualified, not the men's team.
Yeah, we got to go to the Hong Kong Sevens.
Okay.
Pretty prestigious. But of course the guys are the ones who champion all the time now in other tournaments like the 15s. So right now, actually, as we speak, is the Rugby World Cup, which is every 4 years. You have like New Zealand, the All Blacks, the Australian Wallabies.
There's a lot, no?
Yeah, England.
All
right. They're competing right now in Japan. So as we're doing this podcast right now, the World Cup's happening. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the end thing. But it's okay. I haven't even really watched right now because of the fact that I'm not in the rugby tackle community anymore because I needed to step away from it. Because the universe needed me to be somewhere else. And had my purpose to be in something else and said, okay, you know what? You graduated from learning those life lessons in rugby and I learned a lot.
Yeah.
I need you to be somewhere else now. So that's why
So that's why there's rugby viewing parties now over here in BGC. Yeah. So that's what I'm seeing right now. All right. So your genesis is very mainstream muna. You started out on being a courtside reporter, mm-hmm. events host, and you were on TV. So it's when did TFC Connect come in?
TFC Connect came in 2017.
2017.
So vlogging was already an in thing.
And you were already vlogging at that time.
I wasn't YouTube vlogging yet, but I was Snapchat vlogging. Who still uses Snapchat? But yeah, I was Snapchat vlogging because Instagram didn't have stories yet.
Yes.
And that's the whole reason why Instagram got stories was because Snapchat was becoming a threat.
Yes.
People started jumping over. Yeah, it was eating. Yeah. So I started doing Snapchat like my TV show because I was sort of like, oh, I'm done with editing, you know.
Yeah.
And it takes forever because literally that first video that you guys just saw, it took me 2 weeks to just edit it because the desktop at the time kept crashing back in 2007.
That's true.
I would like I make it and it was done and then it would crash. So yeah. I had to learn that every time I edited like a little part of it, I would like control save. And like that was like my best friend.
control save. All right, so because I also watched your content with what's his name again? I'm sorry, Comics Man.
Yeah,
the other podcast. Hi, Comics Man. We I've watched a lot of your videos already. He's got very good content, and I even watched the content about witchcraft. Anyway, I'm sorry. We'll focus on Cassie first. But hi, Comics Man. It's very good content that you have on your channel.
I'll be happy to know that. I'll share this episode with him.
Are you guys friends?
Yeah, we're friends.
I saw his. I actually saw his channel when it wasn't 1,000 yet. Lester also saw his channel, and we've been seeing it progress. It's becoming a lot better. But again, going back, because I watched your podcast with Comics Man, and you were saying that you took a hiatus from TV, and then you wanted to get back. And then your friend said, you asked him, how do I get back? And you said, do IG.
Yeah, he said, do IG. And I was like, what's the connection?
Yeah, but when
I want to get back on TV. Why are you telling me to be active on Instagram?
When was this hiatus? When was this sabbatical stage that you had?
That I did from being in front of the camera?
Yeah.
When I started getting really serious about rugby, so 2010 up until 2014, I was like, I just want to like really play rugby and represent the Philippines and get medals. And like, this is probably my destiny and everything. Like my main passion at the time. And this is what's going to be considered like what I leave to the earth and my greatness.
Yes.
You know, like this is what Cassie O'Malley is known for. Like she was the rugby player, the legacy, right? Yeah. And so natenga yung career ko because all I was just about rugby. Like training. And that's what really got me into being my fittest state.
What year was this?
Like 2010 up until 2014.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then at the same time, I was also playing frisbee.
Okay.
So, sabay-sabay lahat ng sports ko.
Wow.
So, I was like super fit. And then I go, okay, I beat all my teammates in the fitness test. So, we have a fitness yo-yo test. Whoever can last the longest, you just keep doing like suicides in a way all the time.
Wow.
And then up until you drop out, I can see your face. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, I've done suicide. Yeah.
Don't worry. Like we all dread it.
Yeah.
Every time we have to do that fitness testing, we dread it. And I became so fit that I was even fitter than half of the men's Volcanoes team. Because I was that committed and determined to be like, okay, I'll be the fittest on the team on top of being like one of the best tacklers because then coach won't take me out.
Okay.
Because there are a number of players in rugby that can't be subbed out. They have to play the entire 80 minutes.
Wow.
Of smashing people and sprinting and everything.
Okay.
So I go, I want to be that player that stays on the longest. Like that doesn't get subbed out.
Okay, so the end game was for you to be what, the most valuable player in rugby?
Sometimes. I mean, I would get those player awards.
Yeah.
I would get MVP like every now and then in tournaments.
Yeah.
So that was nice because you know I worked hard for it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's why my career, what actually makes money.
Yeah.
So, what got left in the back burner. And then when I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't play rugby forever.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, it came to a point where it just consumed me so much. And I really internalized like being aggressive that it started overflowing into the other compartments of my life.
Oh, I went through that.
Yeah. And I started like snapping at and being angry at friends and family, and then really angry at my teammates for not training harder.
Does it have something to do with being physically active all the time or not really?
That's one of them, but it also had something to do with like emotional state as well. So that time I wasn't mindful yet. So that's the other thing I was sharing with you a while ago before we started the podcast.
Yeah.
I wasn't mindful and conscious.
Okay.
Hashtag awareness.
Okay. So at that time, as you said, you just had that parang predatory drive not to be the fittest amongst everyone, and everyone else who couldn't keep up, you're not worthy to be on the field with me, something like
toughen
that.
Toughen up. Yeah. I'd be like that, toughen up. And I would smash them harder to show them that they needed to train harder. So I would because when it came from sort of like a tough love thing.
Yeah.
Because I knew that if I didn't toughen them up now, locally, in just local tournaments, it would be so much harder for them us to compete in the international stage. Because we were going up against teams like Kazakhstan, who were white Caucasian like Asians.
Yeah.
Because we only played in the Asian teams, but they were freaking tall.
Yeah.
And then you had like Team China, who was 6-footers, women. Yeah.
Women.
They were taller than our men.
Wow.
So it was like, like, I'm like, okay, I have to toughen you girls up.
Yeah.
Just so that when we compete as a team, as the Philippine Lady Volcanoes, like, we actually have a standing chance.
Yeah, pero iba kasi mindset ng younger generation. It's the mindset of when Michael Jordan was playing, the Mamba mindset when Kobe was playing. Now it's more different. Eh. There's even in basketball, there's load management.
Oh my gosh, right? It has changed.
It has changed. It's more of your well-being and all those things.
I think that's why. Like you said, well-being.
Yeah.
That's the key point.
Yeah.
That's why I got so consumed into the sport that I was playing. And the thing is, it's a very aggressive sport. So if you're on that frequency of anger all the time and you stay there, it will even go into your personal,
professional,
and your love life, your family, your friends, everything. So I think that's the key point, that well-being. That's why it needs to be managed, because I experienced it firsthand.
Yeah.
So I needed to like back off from it. And also because I broke up with my ex, who was also
volcano
then. So I was like, I really need to like step away from it.
Now I understand you more. Because as you're saying, all right, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's just an epiphany for me now. Now I understand. I understand it better.
You got a piece of enlightenment.
So if you have to harvest the aggression every single day, and you have to be on that frequency,
it becomes you.
Yeah, and you can't unplug. You can't detach from it.
I couldn't. Mm-mm. I didn't learn how to. Okay. For me, it was just like, this is what I want to do. So I started like, it became me. Became my personality.
Okay.
And when I finally woke up and I was like, why am I so angry?
Yeah.
And like, pati yung stepmom ko, parang I snapped at her. So umiyak siya. I was like, what happened? I was never like this before.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was like, holy crap, like I need to change.
Yeah.
So then that whole journey of reprogramming my subconscious went into play, and the past 2 years have been really me going and diving deep into mindfulness and oneness and enlightenment, consciousness, and really diving deep into becoming the best version that I know and believe that I'm to be and destined to be. So because when I was a kid, like 4 years old, some people don't think that they could have thought or remembered anything that early, but I knew in my heart when I was like 4, realizing that, oh my gosh, I'm here because I'm meant to do something great. Like, it was that, like, big, and I could feel it. It was that much of a intense burning.
Yeah.
Like, knowingness inside.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why I kept trying so many different things mm-hmm. was because I kept trying to find out what that was. Mm. What is that thing that I'm supposed to be great for?
At least, you know what? It was sports, not relationships. Because it could have been relationships. You could have gone from one relationship to another trying to
super
find
true.
It.
Super true. Right? Yeah, so. I'm happy it wasn't like having 100 boyfriends or relationships or something that made me like finally realize.
Yeah,
it was
what you were looking for.
Things.
All right.
Putting like medals and stuff under my belt. But then essentially the thing about sports mm-hmm. is that it's not just something that keeps you fit mm-mm. or that has like, oh, you have good camaraderie or you learn teamwork. There's a lot of other characteristics that you incorporate and you learn from as well.
That's true.
So that's why, you know, they always say, I recommend to get your kids into sports because they learn so many things mm-mm. from just playing in a sport, especially if it's a team sport, how to work together,
yes.
how to play nice.
How to play nice.
How to stick to the rules, mm-hmm. you know, don't cheat, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and to learn more about yourself.
That's true.
So is it about competition? Or is it about cooperation?
That's true. Or yeah. even if you have a difficult coach, trains you how to deal with a difficult boss in the future. If there's a lot of tribulations, if you're down by 20 points, 1 point at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
how to handle being under pressure.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
Or working with lazy teammates. I'm not looking at you, Lester. Para nakatigil sa akin, right?
Yeah, and that's what I learned. Like, I was super determined. I was that one or one of two or three people on the team that was like, I would go the extra mile. And then you'd see your teammates and you know that you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Yeah.
And you're like, you only train during team practice days, which is like twice a week.
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to be able to beat China, who's playing, who's training twice a day.
Twice a day, wow.
Yeah. yeah.
Grabe naman sa China, parang fina-farm na nila yung mga athletes doon. Parang they lock them up in the mountain and then they just breed them genetically. All right. So, you know what? There's some similarities in our journey. And I get what you're saying that through sports, you also, it developed you. At the same time, it was a double-edged sword for you. That it was good and bad at the same time, and then when it came to the point that you're, I don't know, I guess it's your yin and your yang, when the bad wolf was kind of winning, that's when you had to disconnect and rechange and refocus your frequency. But before we wrap up, do you have any advice to people who want to start? Not siguro kahit hindi pa muna fitness, pero who just want to start similar with your goal to influence people in a good way, mm-hmm. to influence them in a positive way. Any advice to the starting content creators?
Yeah. Mm. So for me, whatever you're interested in, mm-mm. whatever is your passion, stick to that. Even if it's not something that's trending, or even if nobody's done it yet, like you could be that person who's the first.
Yeah.
Like, I've even been getting downloads of like, oh my gosh, that'd be an amazing another channel that I would get into, which I thought of like just this week.
Yeah.
And I know no one's ever done it yet.
Mm-mm.
But because of that, I know it's going to click.
Yeah.
So there's these things that we call a niche market.
Mm-mm.
If you're niche, it'll click. So whatever your hobby is, stick to that. That'll be your piece of content.
Yeah.
Because if you just do whatever anybody else is doing, you pinakausong gawin that's popular, you're just gonna drown out into the millions of pieces of videos and photos and stuff that's out there.
That's true.
And it's not, if it's not something that you like I keep like reiterating, you always have to find something and keep trying things to find out what you like. Because when you find out what you like and then realize that's what you love to do, it'll never feel like it's a job. And you'll never feel like you're actually going to work.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Because that's what you want to do for the rest of your life, you know? Mm. And I wouldn't have gotten to this point right Mm-mm. now if I hadn't played those many various sports.
Mm-mm.
If I hadn't tried fitness in different ways.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't joined things like, you know, like Miss Gold's Gym, I wouldn't have gotten that. That was something to add to my title that
Mm-mm.
reinforced my niche as a fitness vlogger Mm-mm. and a fitness influencer. You know, and honestly, when I first started vlogging, I forgot to mention, I didn't have that G7X. And I was super pumped to start my first day vlogging Mm-mm. that I had like an SJ cam then, the square one.
SJ cam.
And I used that as my vlog camera at the time because I thought it was okay. I should have just used my phone then because the sound on it was crap. It was really bad. And I shot my first vlog, like, which I didn't edit because it was that bad of a quality. So your phone is like your best friend.
All
and
right.
it already has a front cam.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, talk into it. Tell them and tell your audience.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you're passionate about. And if you don't know what it is, hey, your vlog could be, you know, you finding out what your destiny is and what your purpose and your meaning in life
That's a good suggestion. That's a very good suggestion. Are there a lot of fitness vloggers now?
No, that's why I always I always share to people. I was like, if ever there's going to be a brand that's going to be like, hey, we need a fitness vlogger.
That's you.
I want me to be the first name that pops up.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Wow. You know what? Not everyone can be like you, Cassie. You have sage-like wisdom now, and it's something that you've accrued through time and through experience. Kasi minsan, ang dami ng motivational speakers ngayon. Mm. And you notice pilit na pilit minsan. With you, what you share, the wisdom and the knowledge you share, you can see that it's really been cultivated and brewed through time. And it's not just that. It's nice to see brains behind the aesthetics. Because in IG there's a lot of there's a lot of fitness chicks now, and then if you watch them or listen to them talk, there's not much substance. So we're really very lucky to have Lester, suerte tayo, we really get the pioneers in YouTube. No, so right now, yeah, so now at least we have the pioneer fitness vlogger Cassie's. All right, Lester, time to take us home before you have a difficult time exporting.
Okay, let's go home. So, memory keepers, thank you so much for watching our Spill the Beans podcast.
Okay.
Kung nagustuhan nyo to, please do like and share and subscribe on this channel. And i-click nyo rin yung notification bell para ma-notified kayo sa mga bagong upload.
Bagong upload.
And then, to Cassie, thank you so much for coming here on our Spill the Beans.
Thank you, Cassie.
You're welcome. Thank you for the invite.
To the memory keepers and the future subscribers, we'll put the link of Cassie's channel in the description box below. Please subscribe, like, and ano pa ba yon, Street? Ano yung natutunan mo sa workshop? Share. Like, they have to share.
Sharing,
no?
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. So it'll be in the description box, and please do subscribe. That's the goal of Spill the Beans. We will be able to introduce more channels to you guys. Yes. All right, Lester. Cool.
Okay, so memory keepers, we'll see you on the next
podcast. Thank you for watching, guys. Thank you for coming. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.